of God I come. I come just as I am. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse its portal, Lamb of God, I, oh yes, I come just as I am, just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, oh, hallelujah, of God I, oh yes, I come, just as I am, just as I am, poor Richard blind, sight Richard's healing of the mind. Yea, oh, I need in them to find, oh, hallelujah, of God, I, oh yes, I come just as I am, just as I am, thou will he will receive me worldwide, he will come me back and cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, oh, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I, oh, just as I am, thou wilt receive me, oh, just as I am, thou wilt receive, just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, oh, thank you, Lord, because I promise, I believe, oh, Lamb of God, I, oh, yes, I come, oh, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, in the light from the lighthouse, shine on me, hallelujah, shine, shine, Lord, on me, shine on me, from the lighthouse, shine, oh, shine on me, Lord, shine, hallelujah, on me, Lord, let the light of the lighthouse shine on me, yes, Lord, shine, shine, Lord. Oh, one more time, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me, let the light from his lighthouse, please keep shining, Lord,
from the lighthouse, shine on me, show me the way.
Oh Lord, we come tonight for fresh instructions,
show me the way.
Said I am, I'm down here, Lord, and I need your power, Lord, shine me the way, show me the way, Lord, show.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, why your light is shining on us, show me the way, Lord. Please, Lord, the way. Lord, we are Lord, we down here, Lord, and I need your power, Lord, show me the way. Lord, I am your child, Lord, I am Lord, oh Lord, from the beginning of time, before the beginning, Lord, your child, said I am, I'm down here, Lord, and I need your power, Lord, show me the way, show me the way, Lord, show me the way, Lord, show us the way tonight, Lord, in this evening light, oh Lord, the way. Said I am, I'm down here, Lord, and I need your power, Lord, show me the way.
Oh, near the cross,
in the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the grave. Oh, in the cross, in the cross, be my glory, my glory, ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Take me back. Brother Dave can come pray after the song.
Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received. Oh Lord, please take me back. Oh Lord, Lord, where are the Spirit right now, Lord, take me back. Oh Lord, take me back, take me back, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, take me back, take me back, dear Lord, where are the Spirit. One more time, Lord, take us all back. Take me back. Oh, Lord, I want my first love. I want that unity with you, Lord. Oh, Lord, restore within me that joy I once had, Lord. Take me back, take me back, take me back, dear Lord, where I first. One last time from our hearts, Lord, please, please, Lord, hear our cry. Take me back. Oh Lord, you pass by. Oh, dry every eye in this house, Lord, to that place where I first received, where I first received Jesus. Take me back, take me back, take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed.
Father, indeed, that's our desire, Lord. Father, is to remain, Lord, at that place, Lord, when you first called us, when our hearts were centered on you, Lord. Father, our hearts were aflamed, Lord God, just for you and for your purposes in our life, Lord. Father, we had nothing else before us except the cross. Lord, that's a place we desire to remain. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to be in your house. Lord, at the end of another week where you granted us grace, Lord, you're with us in our workplaces. You're with us in our homes, Lord. Father, Lord, you gave us victory over the enemy, Lord, in this week gone by. No doubt, Lord, that Satan would have tried, Lord, in different ways to attack your children, Lord, in this way and that. But, Lord, we know for us to be here in your house, it's a victory, O God. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord, because you said, Lord, that, Lord, you are a strong tower. Yeah. Lord, that the righteous run therein and are safe. Yeah. We thank you, Lord, for this place, Lord, of safety. Lord, we know that within these walls, Lord, Satan is not welcome. Satan is uncomfortable. And how we appreciate that. And Lord, we want, Lord, tonight, Father, even as we hear, to partake, Lord, of communion, to remember, Lord, what you did for us. So, Lord, we want the world to be shut out, Lord, behind us, Lord. And we want to be shut in with thee. So we're praying, Lord, for grace. We're praying for mercies, Lord. Father, that you will settle us, Lord. Settle us in our spirit, settle us, Lord, in our minds. Lord, that we'll put away, Lord, the things of the world and be shut in with you.
Amen.
Lord, that we'll open up our hearts to allow, Father, for your spirit, Lord, to come and minister to our needs. Father, that when we go before the communion table, it'll be a blessing for us, Lord. Father, never let it be that we'll be take these things for granted or we'll be used of it, Lord. It would be common to us. Lord, let it never be so in our lives. For Lord, even the prophet told us, Lord, that Father, if you take communion with the right spirit, with the right attitude, Father, you can receive healing, Lord. You can receive whatsoever it is that you need. So Lord, we want to approach thee, Lord God, in that spirit, Lord, of humility. So Lord Jehovah, be merciful to us, Lord, in our frailness, in our weakness as humans. Lord, let that not be a hindrance to your spirit moving, Lord, tonight. Lord, but we pray that you'll arrest every spirit, Lord, that only the Holy Ghost will have preeminence here tonight, Lord. Father, we pray for the saints, Lord, still on the way. Lord, there were accidents along the M50, but Lord, we're trusting that, Lord, you'd maneuver them safe, Lord. Grant the saints from Carlo a safe travel, and any others that would still be on the way, please be with them, Lord. Father, the things that need to be done, Lord, in the last minutes, Lord, we pray for your peace. We pray for victory over the enemy, Lord. Father God, we pray also now for, Lord, our Lord, the brethren that, Lord, stand before us, Lord, to minister. How we ask that you settle them as well, Lord. Father, help them to put themselves aside, Lord, to allow you to use them, Lord, so that there'll be a blessing, Lord God, in the way you intended. Please grant grace and mercies, Lord, as we commit the service to you. We commit ourselves to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you for allowing us to be here tonight, Lord. We commit the service back to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Let's just sing a few songs and we see how the Lord leads us. Amen. Hallelujah. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. No.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm happy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some of us probably don't realize we're in the house of the Lord. Amen. Okay. Let's sing some nice songs. I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's a fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Hallelujah, they love the valley, the bright and oh yes, he's the tender. Oh, in sorrow is my comfort, in trouble is my stay. He tells me everything on earth to rule. Hallelujah, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Oh yes, Gloria, hold up, taken and oh my sorrows born. In temptation is my strong and mighty tower. Hallelujah, I have hope for him forsaken, and all my idols torn, and now bow and keep me by his power. Oh, the world forsake me, and Satan tempts me so. Through Jesus I shall safely reach my home. Hallelujah, he's a lily of the valley. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his. Hallelujah, hallelujah, a whole of fire about me. I've nothing here to fear, when with banner he will hit. Oh, hallelujah, then sweeping up to glory, and then face with the rivers. Delight up, oh yeah, hallelujah, he's a lily of the valley, and oh, he's a fairest of 10,000 to my, he's a lily of the valley, and oh yes, he's a fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen. Sing that song. I am tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and call me away. Oh yes, well the day is a oh yes, and the Lamb is a light, and the light is a fair as the day. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley for someday. There'll be peace in the valley for. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I see there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes.
where the flowers will be blooming, and the grass will be green, and the skies will be clear and serene. Oh yes, while the sun ever beams in this valley of dreams, and the clouds will be changed. Oh, oh yes, oh, oh, there'll be peace in the valley for, oh Lord, there'll be peace in the valley for, oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes, well the bee will be gentle, and the loaf will be thin, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, well the peace from the wild shall be led by little child, and the word that I change shall I am. Oh, oh, there'll be peace in the valley for, oh yes, there'll be peace in the valley for. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no trouble, no song. I'll see there'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes.
Amen. Let's sing that song. My sins were high. Amen. Hallelujah. When we sang that last verse, you know, all the troubles and all the sorrows, I couldn't hold it in. I just said, hey, only if the Lord had made Sister Pauline someone who could testify. So I said, I'll just have to share this on her behalf. You know, a few weeks ago, I think it was last week when these hurricanes hit, her son is in Florida, hit America. So last Friday she phoned and said, oh brother, please, can you pray for my son? Because it's coming their way. So I said, sister, let's pray that God will turn the hurricane away from. But if he does, then there's a sister, we want her to come back. God will turn her heart likewise back. So we're praying, and we even put it on our site. You know, it's good to give testimony to Christ. Because if God can turn a hurricane and we don't testify, then whoo, you know, what would we want him to do, you know? I mean, if Lazarus was risen, we'll say, ah, well, it's Jesus, he can't do it. So the sister said her son, everyone was boarding their houses. You know, they put their hurricane Irma, you can't touch me, and they put all their critical statements. But her son, she sent me the picture today. I won't tell your son, sister. She said, please don't ever tell my son. He put the Psalm 20 on his board. And she said, he saw the storm coming. She said, brother, it's exactly the way we prayed. And the Lord turned it away. You see, but I spoke in confidence because we know the prophet, he said, storm, go back. You see, so for the sister's sake, I just had to testify that. And we really praise the Lord. Let's sing that song. My sins were higher than the mountain when the Lord sanctified me. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the hurricanes. Amen.
My sins were higher than the mountain when my Lord. My sins were higher than the mountain when my Lord. Oh, sing in glory, sing glory, hallelujah, when the fire, oh, when the fire, glory, hallelujah, when the fire, when my Lord. Oh, my sins were flowing like a river when my Lord. Oh, do you remember my sins were? Thank you, Lord, for
sanctifying and cleansing me and ridding me of all my iniquities. And in glory sing, glory, alleluia, when the, oh, thank you, Lord, when the fire came. We love you, Lord, oh, yes, sing in glory, alleluia, when the fire, my bones and, oh, my sins, my sins, deeper, deeper than the ocean when my Lord, oh, my sins, my sins, deeper, deeper than the ocean when my Lord. Now I'm singing glory, sing glory, alleluia, when the fire, fire came down, when the fire came, sing in glory, alleluia, when fire, my Lord, oh, sing in glory, glory, alleluia, when the fire came, for the fire, sing in glory, glory, fire with my Lord, oh, thy loving kindness, thy loving kindness is better than life, thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee, thy loving kindness is better than, oh yes, I lift my, oh, we lift our hands unto thy, hallelujah, I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. My lips shall, I will praise you, Lord, I will bless you, Lord, oh yeah, oh, thy loving kindness, oh yes, it's better than life, thy loving kindness, better to me than life, I, oh yes, thy sweet I bless thee, thy loving kindness, oh, we lift our hands, oh yes, unto thy name, I lift my hands, oh, unto thy name. It's the Holy Ghost.
It's the Holy, Holy Ghost and power, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and power, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is keeping me alive. I can feel it in my fingers, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. I can feel it in my fingers, it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is keeping me alive. He's Lord over me, and he's keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord over me, and he's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Praise my God. Hallelujah. is keeping me alive. Let's give him a hand clap. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take a journey to Egypt that night when the death angel came. What happened that night? Let's sing about it. It pleases the Lord. Amen. Christ our Redeemer died on the... Put yourself there, saints. Died for the sinners be. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and our past will pass over you. When I say the of sin, as Jesus will say, holy as promised, that will he do, fountain open for sin, in our past, will pass over you when I see the blood when I
Revelations 2, let's read verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. So the promise to the overcomer is, I will give to eat of the hidden manna. The hidden manna. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Father, even as it's been prayed already this day, so many things we need to overcome. But, Father, how wonderful that you've given such promises to the overcomer. So, Father, we class ourselves there by your grace upon this evening, Lord, that you've allowed every one of us to come to gather in your house upon this evening, Lord. And Father, we've come for that one reason, one desire inside of ourselves. We desire that hidden manna. Amen. So help us, Lord. Before we partake of communion, won't you grant us grace to enter into that place spiritually, Lord? That, Father, our sacrifice and our service this evening might be pleasing and acceptable unto thee. Forgive every sin, forgive every trespass, Lord. Father, let your blood that is symbolized here speak in our behalf upon this evening, Lord. And wash us in the waters of the word. Bless your people. Help us, we pray. Bless Brother Vlad at work. I commit him into your hands, Lord. Brother Jose, as he traveled to England, grant him traveling mercies. Father, may you be with him each step of the way. Send your angel before. Keep him safe. Bring him safely back. As Father, we commit all to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's be seated, saints. Let's take our thought this evening just from Revelations 2, verse 17. Let's think a little bit about this hidden manna. You know, we spoke a few communions back. We're speaking about the Shekinah bread. And then another time we're speaking about the angel's food. But just want to have a look at this particular thought, which is this hidden manna. Because this hidden manna is maybe more important than we think. Especially to us who know as message believers what the prophet teaches about this hidden manna. You know, it's a very, very important thing. If the manna was important to Israel on the journey, yeah, and then there was another portion of the manna that was stored away within the most holy place, the hidden manna, and there was a purpose for that manna, this manna is important to us. Now, the prophet says it in Questions and Answers 1961. He says, we've just come through the church ages, and we find out there that Jesus is the hidden manna. You know, so Jesus is the hidden manna. Christ is the church's manna. What is manna? Manna in the Old Testament was that which came down from heaven fresh every night to sustain the church in its journey. And this is the big thing, even as we spoke last week about, you know, the sixth sense and so forth. This is the real important part of the message, I always find. That if you can find this manna, now, if you find the source of this manna and you know how to get to this place within the veil and partake of this manna, it doesn't matter what happens to you in life. Because this is something, this is your overcoming power. And this is rapturing faith. Whatever it is that you're going to need at any stage in the journey to sustain us in the journey, it's this hidden manna. This is the secret. This is the secret between a victorious believer and just a normal believer. Because in the camp of Israel, there were many people who just ate manna. Everybody could eat the manna. But many of them perished in the wilderness. Some were overtaken by lust. Some were overtaken by murmuring, rebellion. Some were overtaken by false doctrine. But the person who could enter in and partake of this hidden manna, there was something different about the hidden manna. And that's the same as us in our own Christian lives as well. You know, when the Holy Ghost is falling and everyone's having a good time, everybody enjoys the word, that's just partaking of the manna. But then there's a different place. There's just a little bit something else that can take place where the Lord can admit you into the hidden manna. And this is the one that really does make a difference. So the prophet says, now, what is the hidden manna in the New Testament? He quotes now the Lord Jesus Christ when Jesus says, a little while and the world sees me no more. He says, hidden manna. You see, because Jesus is now hidden. Where before everybody could come and receive the healing, everybody could come and Jesus could speak to them. But now he's hidden. Now he's gone within the veil. You know, and so the promise now to be able to partake of this hidden manna is only to the overcomer. That's the one that's going to partake of this. So he says, a little while and the world sees me no more hidden. Yet you shall see me. Yeah. For I'll be with you even in you. And Christ is that hidden manna that comes from God out of heaven, fresh every day. Amen. Friend, what a portion it would be for us if we could honestly say every single day that you partake in of the hidden manna. Amen. You'd never have a problem. Because if you think of it under the type, now there was nobody feeble in the camp of Israel when they ate the manna. Now when they were under the Shekinah cloud and they were partaking of that manna, there was no feeble one among them. You know, so there's something really about this. So the prophet goes on to say, we shouldn't say, well, 2 weeks ago, I had an experience with God. He says, what about right now? Every day, fresh, a new blessing, a new something coming from God, the hidden manna coming from God down out of heaven. He says, Christ. And we feast upon this manna, which is Christ. And he sustains us through this journey until we get to the other side. Ah, friend, and that is what we desire, even as we gather this evening. Then he continues on and he says, now, that's what Jesus meant when he said, feed my sheep. What is sheep food? Is the hidden manna. Anybody can just open the Bible. Now, anybody can take something and there can be a measure of inspiration in it. But the real something that you need today, the real something that the children of God need to overcome your current situation. Now, for the church to overcome the conditions of this day, that's going to take the hidden manna. Amen. That's just not going to take just the common portion of manna that anybody would gather every day. But there's something about the hidden manna. He says, I like that when I talk of Christ being the manna and the food for the sheep. Amen. So the hidden manna, friends, is really the sheep food. And this is what we should really seek to attain. Amen. And this is what you should be praying. When the prophet says you can never pray too much for revelation. Amen. Because that revealed word, that personal something which becomes the sword of the Spirit, when the Holy Ghost takes the word and comes personally into your experience, into your situation, we all know what it's like. There's nothing as glorious as that. Now, there's other times you'll be going through trials, going through problems, and you know, you're opening up your Bible and you're trying to search for something. You know, you're putting on the messages, you're listening, and you know, it's good what you're sharing, but it's not ministering a deliverance to you. You haven't got somewhere. There's a certain something that you need. But then there's certain something that takes place. And that's the most glorious thing when it takes place. And that now becomes the food of your deliverance. You're now eating the food of deliverance. It's now the food of victory. You know, you were eating the word before, but now it's the quickened word. Now it's something different about that word when it comes to... That's what the hidden manna is. That's what something is. When you've managed to get within the veil, you've come to that certain place and he speaks directly to you. That's why we were saying the other day about what are gifts? What is a gift? Why does God put gifts inside of people? Now, why does he put gifts inside of the body of Christ? Amen. The whole purpose that God puts gifts for is a gift is the ability that God puts so that he can become personal in your situation. Amen. Now, anybody can do anything, you know, which can seem interesting, but not help anybody. But if you've got a gift inside of you, maybe a gift of music, you know, you've got a gift of evangelism. If you get yourself yielded and anointed and allow that gift to activate, that is actually God coming on the scene now. Amen. It's no longer just humanity anymore. There's something different. Another dimension's opened up. And you find that is now God coming into your situation. And friend, when God comes into your situation, which is what you all desire, it becomes hidden manna. That word becomes the hidden manna. And right down through the church ages, the prophet says the early church had the hidden manna. You know, they had this revelation. They had this unveiling of who Christ was. But it didn't take long for them to start losing that. You know, Satan started to attack them in whatever ways that he could. And he started to, you know, come with the palmer worm and the caterpillar and the locust. And he started to strip away now that something which the church had in the beginning. Now he took away the love, and then he took away the fellowship, and then he took away the doctrine, and then he got himself right the church right the way down. Then he stripped that bride tree all the way down. And the prophet speaks about it, and he says, you know, during those church ages, it's like they lost that hidden manna. He said it's like the real revelation of Christ was hidden to the people. Now it was now a hidden manna, but you still find all through those ages it was the overcomer. You'll still find people, no matter how dark the dark ages became, there was still the promise to the overcomer. Amen. That if you overcome, you can partake of the hidden manna. And then the Lord started to restore once again. Then he came through Luther, the Reformation, and now he started to restore the way, the access to the fullness of this hidden manna. And then it came through Wesley, then it came through the Pentecost, Azusa Street. And then we promised in the last days now a full restoration of this hidden manna. You know, I don't think we realize just how important that is, but you as a believer, you know it from your own experience, that when you go for any portion of time without this hidden manna, see how you suffer inside of your life. You know, you'll have the word, you'll have quotes, you'll have so much knowledge that you've got, but you need to hear from him. There's something personal that you need. And friend, that is the real communion that we desire. Now, that's the genuine communion that he desires to give us so that we can be victorious. Now, so the prophet says through those church ages, he says, no, it got away from the people. It says, this manna seemed to have become hidden to the people. But in every age, God began to give back by revelation that which was hidden. And then Revelation 10:7 says, there's going to come the fullness of the hidden manna. Amen. That full revelation, that's something that's been hidden. And friend, I'm sure that you, like me, inside of your soul, you desire a deeper portion of this hidden manna. That you desire greater revelation, personal revelation. And there's two things in Revelations 2. It's the hidden manna and the white stone. With your new name written in it. The name that only you know. Nobody else knows that name. Now, so as you are overcoming and you're partaking of this hidden manna, the revelation of your new name, who you really are in Christ. Now the revelation of who you are and what you were raised up for. Those two things go together. And the more you can partake of this hidden manna, the more it reveals to who you are as a believer. Amen. The more it reveals who he is in this age. And that really does start to give you victory over the evil one. Amen. That starts to give you authority over the devil. So it's only to the overcomer. Now the prophet says it in Hidden Life. It's quite a nice little quote, this one. He says, God said to Moses, go and make a golden pot. So he says, make a golden pot and put the manna inside. And then God put it in the most holy place inside of the ark. And the prophet says, that manna never did run out. Amen. Yeah? He said, it was always fresh and new and sweet as the days went by and as the years went by. And any person who comes to Christ and hides away, hallelujah, and the veil falls behind you, you're in the presence of Almighty God. Eating the manna day and night from 1 hour to another. It's just as sweet as it was the first day of telling it to your soul. Ah, friends, that's going back to your first love now. Do you remember what it was first like when his grace broken in your soul? When he first came and revealed who he was to you. Do you remember how sweet that was? That you didn't want to go then and read something else or listen to something else. You just wanted to be in his word. You know, you just wanted to hide. There was a certain secret, a hiding place. There was an atmosphere, a place spiritually you had got to. And you didn't care what people were saying out there. You didn't care about what was happening in politics. You didn't care what was happening with the economy. Those things meant nothing, because when a believer comes there, like we said, becomes soundproof, like the prophet says. You've come in and the veil has dropped behind you. And you don't hear all the fusses and you don't hear all the things that are taking place out there. But you found something which is so sweet. It's just as sweet and rich and real as the first day you started tasting it once again. That's what he's speaking about there. That's what the prophet says. He says it's always sweet. He says that's what we need today. Is get in there where the things are at. Listen how he says it. Not stand off and pretend. Let's be honest with each other. Now, if you're not in that place, be honest. Say to your brethren, hey, brother, pray for me these days. It's not easy. I need to hear from the Lord. You know, I need him to speak into my situation. No, you see me coming to church. You see me doing everything on a daily basis. But I'm struggling inside of my soul. You know, because friends, when you're not getting the hidden manna, it's like when Israel didn't get the manna. After a few days of not eating the manna, it was hard to keep up in the journey. It was hard to keep pace when the Shekinah wanted to move to the next place, now the cloud. It wasn't easy. You didn't have the strength. You didn't have the impetus, the momentum that you needed to go forward. And friends, that's why the prophet says, don't stand off and pretend. You know, anyway, friends, I know that as message believers, we can just quote the quotes and we can just pull off things. But what the prophet's saying, we want the reality of it back. The way we used to have the reality when it was sweet. Because it brings forth certain attributes and fruits when you come back to the reality of it. He says, don't stand off and pretend. And don't stand off and act. But actually get in there. Get in there where the things are at. And friend, how do you know you're getting inside of there? Because when you start partaking of hidden manna, things start to take place. Things start to change. You start to get an authority. You start to get a power. You know, you start to get like fruits coming forth, virtue coming forth inside of your life, which maybe you haven't seen for quite some time. So the prophet says, let's get in there. But he says, but only the elect can come in there. God has to choose you. Not anybody could just come into that most holy place. We've always said it was elect priesthood. And we are a generation of priests. We are kingdom. We are called to be kings and priests. That's what we are. It was only the elect. Not anybody could just come and partake of this hidden manna. God had to call a person there. And friend, that's a great, great privilege that you and I have had in this age. Something which you should never, ever take for granted. He says, it's only promised to the overcomers. I will give him the hidden things that the world on the outside of the curtain doesn't know nothing about. You know, to you, something will be so real and so rich. But to somebody else, it's foolishness.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Somebody might be sitting next to you and something to you is such a blessing. To the next person, it's nothing to them. You know, because one has managed to enter into that place of this hidden manner. That it's doing something. The prophet says, though those people eat manna, but they don't know about this. And friends, the Christian world in a measure eat manna. Now anybody that's out there in the camp, God is gracious. He rains down the manna. But there's another type of manna. And that's to the elect, and that's the hidden manna. And that really makes the difference in the age that you're living in. The prophet says, and I will give him a stone with his name in it. You get what I mean? Entering into the adoption or the hidden place with God. Now you find people that don't know who they are as believers. If they've never come to this hidden manna, one day they think they're called to do this, the next day they think they're called to that, the next day they're called to, the next day they don't even know if they're called. But when you come into the hidden manna, that's the place, the overcomer, when you start overcoming. The prophet says, how do you get in there? He says, you die to your old badger skins. Your old badger skin life, because the glory was the other side of the badger skins. Now you break through the veil of your own badger skins, your own feelings, your own personality, the things you've inherited from your parents. You've overcome yourself. And now there's a new life. There's a new name that's revealed to you. The real name. You might have been called Greg by your parents. God didn't call you Greg before the foundation of the world. There was a certain name that he called you, a certain manifestation that he called you to express of himself in this kind of an age. But friend, you'll never be able to express that unless you're eating of the hidden manna. Because the hidden manna goes together with the new name. These are the things that go together. So that's why you find a person will break into this place. They feed in a certain spiritual place with Christ. That personal revelation to themselves. They start to realize now who they are in Christ. They start to realize their position and their calling and their boundaries and their parameters. Nobody has to tell them.
Yes.
You know, it's a personal revelation. This revelation of this name, the person who has it, the Bible says, only they know and nobody else knows what that name is. You know who you are. Nobody else does. And the prophet says that. He says, you've entered into the adoption, your position in Christ, or the hidden place with God. That's how important that it is. He says, ministers of the gospel, don't worry about your denominations and what the world thinks, but seek to enter into the hidden manna.
Amen.
Where the full revelation of God is, to make love perfect in your heart.
Amen.
That's one of the attributes of this, friends. Now you can eat just of the common manna, yeah? And you don't really show love.
Amen.
Yeah. But when you eat of this hidden manna, when Christ, when Jesus himself personally reveals himself to your soul,
amen,
it's impossible for you not to love people.
Amen.
And that's the key. And that's one a real good attribute to show, are we eating of the hidden manna or are we just eating of the common manna?
Amen.
Is his purpose becoming clear?
Amen.
Is your new name being revealed? You know, is there something that you partake in of that makes you just dead to the world? That's what the hidden manna does. The prophet says the full revelation of God. To make love perfect in your heart. And you and God. And everything else is at rest.
Amen.
That's the place of rest.
Amen.
There is a place of perfect peace.
Amen.
Beyond the inner veil.
Amen.
So rest, little bride, rest.
Amen.
For all is well.
Amen.
But friend, we can stand off and pretend and not have rest.
Amen.
We can stand off and act because we don't have rest. And we can tell people, you need rest, and you're not resting yourself.
Amen.
It's so easy to get there.
Right.
And the answer is, it's this hidden manna.
Amen.
Friend, this is what the people needed every single day in the wilderness journey to partake of. So the prophet says, what a place to live. Oh, let me just abide there. Yeah. He says, sure, they eat manna out there. He says it again. But they didn't know about this. They'd never been in there. friends. That's why if you've never been in there, it's like people don't understand. But to those who have been in there, they know exactly what I'm saying today. You know there's a certain place of rest. When you just strike that place inside of your soul, though the storms may be raging outside, but there's just a rest. It's just you and him. Nothing else matters. Doesn't matter what people are saying. Doesn't matter what people think. Doesn't matter what the devil wants to say. He's like so far from you in that kind of a place. Because you're in this secret place. You've got this hidden manna. He says, they've never been in there. And then he asks, have you, my dear brother? Have you been in there? He says, don't despise my ignorance, but I want to ask you something. Have you ever come to the place in life where Christ meant more to you than all the arguing you could do about your church? That's an attribute of people who eat the hidden manna. You know, they don't argue.
Amen.
They don't fuss.
Amen.
If someone doesn't agree with them, they feel sorry for that person.
Amen.
You know, that's hidden manna. But if you're just eating the ordinary manna, and many times it's more like head knowledge, you know, it's more like intellect. Ah, the moment somebody says something you don't agree, whoosh, out comes the sword. You want to be like, was it Joab when Shimei was throwing dirt at David? He says, who is this dog cursing my king? Let me take off his head. But David had been partaking. He was an overcomer. Now, in his pilgrim journey, when Saul was chasing after him, he went to the temple and he was given the showbread, which types the hidden manna, the prophet says, that bread that could only be partaken of by the priesthood. And he ate of that sacred bread that not just everybody could partake of, because he was an overcomer. You see, and that's why David, when he saw what Job wanted to do, Shimei told him, put away your sword. Maybe God told him to say it. And maybe God will visit good upon me. Yeah, because of this. And I think that's really, you can't act that. You can't pretend that. That's something that comes from the place that you're living. And that's how you find, if you're quickly impatient with people, you quickly judge people, you quickly write people off, I really wonder at that time if you're eating the hidden manna. That's not the attributes of a life that's partaken of this hidden manna. You know, maybe we're still a little bit far out. The prophet says we need to press into that place where the real thing is at. Not to seek for that. So the prophet says that, he says, has Christ meant more to you than all the world? Now, have you ever been in that place where you just want your Bible? You don't want anything else. You just want your Bible. You just want the message.
Amen.
Everything else just seems defiled.
Amen.
You know, you have to do your work. You have to do this. And, but every spare moment that you've got, he's so real.
Amen.
And it's so sweet. You just want to stay in that place.
Amen.
And it doesn't take you long when you go now and you open up the Word. You're back into that secret place again.
Right.
And you just want to guard and protect that place that you're in. That's what he's speaking about there. But friend, it's easy to come out of there. No, it's easy to get away from the flame, from the Shekinah presence. And then what can we do? We can still talk the talk, but we can't walk the walk.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We can still talk the talk, because as I've said many times, when you lose your first love, the last thing that you lose, when you get away from that fire, the last thing you lose is the light. The first thing you lose is the heat, the warmth. You know, so the Word now, when you're getting away from the Shekinah flame now, you still have light. You can still go to church, increase knowledge. You can still read your Bible and get to know more verses. But there's no more warmth in it. It's not doing anything for you. It's not bathing you anymore. Because you're now at a distance from where you used to be. And that's what Jesus said to the Ephesians. He says, I appreciate your works. I appreciate all your labor. I appreciate that you've discerned all these false apostles. You know the Word. You know the message. You're not allowing this false doctrine to come in. But he says, but I've got one thing against you. You've got away from your first love.
Amen.
I'm no more the hidden manna to you that I used to be. No, you don't have that something inside of you anymore, that you walk softly and carefully to keep yourself within the veil. But you can just come out and speak about somebody else and watch something worldly, read something worldly. Yeah, and that's what the prophet says. It says, when you lose your first love, the very first thing that you find starts happening. You start doing things that you never used to do. Yeah? And you stop doing the things that you used to do. And that's why the only way back is remember from where you've fallen. And go back and do the first works. But the prophets of that Ephesian church age, they didn't heed the warning. And very soon, the candlestick was taken from them. And he wouldn't really want it to be like that with us. So the prophet says that. He says, what a place to live. He says, stay there until the love of God is so anchored in you that you don't see anything else. And the whole motive you have is to do the will of God. Love for everybody flowing free from everywhere. Friends, that's a sweet place to be, isn't it? That's a sweet place. He says, what a place to live. That's the hidden place. That's the place we've got to come to, my brethren. Because that's the place where God reveals his secret things. Ah, friends, that's when things in your revelation of him open into a new dimension. When you get yourself back into that place, it's like that's when things start becoming new once again. Or that's the place now where maybe there's things you've heard so many times and you thought you understood them and now they become new. It's like you say, but hey, did I ever read this before? You look back in your message books, you'll have notes all in the margin, but when you read it now, you never saw that before. That's the hidden manna. That's the unveiling. That's the partaking of Christ, who is our manna. Christ in every age, who's the hidden manna. The prophet says, that's the place where God does the placing and where God does the calling. You see, that's why if you don't really know who you are as a believer, no person can tell you that. You've got to get to this place yourself, where he gives you that partaking of the revelation of that hidden mystery of who he is. And when you find that hidden mystery of who he is, you'll find the hidden mystery of who you are. You will find yourself in there. You will see under that seal as it's unveiled. You'll see your name under the seal, like John. And friend, there's a stimulation that comes with that. And that it doesn't matter what people say about you, that you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't be that. Once you've been there and it's revealed that to you, you aren't fussed anymore. You aren't fussed. You'll be in that hidden place. You don't worry about what it is that people have to say. And the prophet says, when people have really got that revelation of the new name, he says, one way you can tell, they never tell other people about it. They don't go around telling people, don't you know who I am? Yeah. The Bible says you know it and nobody else. And when you've got that real revelation inside of your heart as to who you are in Christ, what he's called you to be. Did you ever see the prophet going around all the meetings saying, don't you know that I'm Elijah? No. No, you'd always say, you know, one of these days Elijah's going to come. He's going to come and reveal the mysteries and that. That's a person who's got the revelation of the new name. Amen. It's been revealed, but it's a certain secret place that you're in when it's revealed to you, and it's a sacredness. You're not just going to tell or go walk around everybody boasting about what God's made you. That's normally the person who hasn't been there that does that. Amen. That's a person who's got a head knowledge, who wants to do it themselves. And the prophet says, that's how when God normally calls a person, it's the person who's running away from it. Because they realize the sacredness of what it is. They realize the sacred responsibility they're being called to. So as a person, they say, hey, please, this is too much. I don't want to do that. These are sacred things. These are your people. But you find the person now who's running, trying to do it. It's normally a sign they haven't been there where the hidden manna is and the white stone is given and revealed to them. That's what he says. You can tell by the attributes of it. So the prophet says, that's the place where God does the placing and the calling. He says, do you get what I mean? Because if you read it again in Revelation 2, the scripture we read right in the beginning of 17, it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Firstly, to him that overcometh. Will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone. He has calling. He has your placing. And in the stone, a new name written, which no man knows saving he that receiveth it. It's like when Samuel came and anointed David. And the Spirit came upon him, and the prophet revealed the program to him. David didn't go around telling everybody he was going to be king. He didn't do that. He was partaking of something, and he knew this is in the hands of God. Let me be careful. Let God unfold this in his time and his way. And he walked very softly and circumspectly before the Lord. But that's what the prophet says we have to get to. What else? If it's to the overcomer, the prophet says, if you want to go and see the first time communion was taken in the Bible, it's when Abraham overcame. When he heard that Lot and the people of Sodom had been taken captive by those four kings, four armies, he took his 318 young men trained in the house of Abraham. He pursued them right the way to Damascus. Yeah, imagine his 318 young men. And he goes after four kings and their armies. And he smites them, sets himself against them and smites them, delivers Lot, delivers all of the goods. Yeah, and then he comes back now and he meets Melchizedek. And here comes Melchizedek with the bread and wine. And friends, that's the hidden manna. It was that revelation, because what was Melchizedek revealing? Melchizedek is Christ in his theophany. Melchizedek is the Word before it was made flesh. It's Jesus before he became Jesus. Yeah? And so here comes Melchizedek, and he's got a mystery here that he's breaking to Abraham. He's got bread and wine. What is he showing? He's showing one of these days he's bringing the bread. I'm going to be made flesh. And I'm going to be broken for you. And then he's giving Abraham the wine, speaking of the fact that he's going to become mortal so that his blood has to be shed. Because when you look at the elements we've got for communion, there's the bread and there's the wine. They're separate from one another. The wine has been separate from the flesh. That speaks of death. That speaks of a violent death that he went through. So Abraham as the overcomer. Abraham not just thinking about himself, thinking, that young man Lot has been a problem for a long time. Now let me let him stay there a little bit longer. Let him learn his lesson. But he pursued him. Amen. That was Christ in a man. Amen. He pursued this young man. Though he was rebellious, wouldn't listen, got himself into trouble time and time again. But he pursued him and delivered him through the anointing that was upon him. And then the Lord said, I like that. Amen. And he came down now and he gave him the hidden manna. He gave him that personal communion with himself. And friends, it was the grace of God, as we've seen before, because the very next verse, the king of Sodom comes to Abraham. And the king of Sodom comes to make an alliance and to offer Abraham, no, you can keep all of these goods. And Abraham, having come from a fresh communion, eating fresh manna, friend, he's an overcomer now. He's in a no-compromise spirit. And he says, I will not even take from a thread or a shoe latchet from you. Lest it be said that you are the people that have made me rich, that have blessed Abraham. My, that is a powerful thing, friends. And next week when you get out there, there's temptation. You young people, there's going to be girls trying to pull you aside out of your calling. There's going to be boys trying to sidetrack you. There's going to be all manner of evil. And there's only one solution, it's the hidden manna. If you partake of this hidden manna, this revelation, by the time you get out of there, there's an immunity inside of you. It's like you're immune to the things of the world. Other people be seeing this and seeing that, but it's like you're just living somewhere else. You're living in another dimension. And that's why it's Melchizedek's bread and wine. Now the prophet, when he preached, sirs, is this the time? That same day he preached the contest. And he's praying at the end and he says, open this year, Lord, the hidden manna, the rock beneath the rock. Amen. Remember Junior Jackson's dream when he took the crowbar and opened up that great pyramid mountain and took the capstone off. And there was the white rock. Yes. That the light had never shone on that before. And friends, there's things inside of the message, things inside of the Bible, so much that for us personally, the light has never shone on before. Yes, it's been preached, yeah? The light was shone in it to the prophet. He stored up the food. That there's so many things to you and I that the light hasn't shone upon personally to us. Otherwise, we'd be manifesting those things. You know, because when you're eating of the hidden manna, you're going to start manifesting the things that you're partaking of. Because you've been changed from glory to glory. So the prophet's saying, Lord, please, this year, he says, give us that hidden manna. that rock beneath the rock, he says, that we might see the program of God. That's the new name written. You know, it's a hidden something that God has to open to us. And friends, I really think, let's never tire to pray for deeper revelation individually and as a church. Because we can only give it out as it's revealed to us. We can go no further than he allows us to go. But if we had hunger and thirst for more, surely there's far more that he wants to reveal to us. There's far more of that rock beneath the rock that he wants to shine the light on for the first time for you and me inside of our life. And that's where you get the overcoming power. That's where you get the satisfaction inside of your soul. That's the rapturing faith. That's real rapturing faith that you're receiving from the Lord. You're eating and you're partaking of that. That's why he says concerning the white stone and the new name. He says, in this stone was a name. A name that no one knew but the one who received it himself. This is what I was speaking of before. He says, when you hear these guys telling you that they this, that, or the other, don't you believe it? Because if it was, they would never have said anything about it.
Yes, sir.
That's the way you know, friends. You can tell when people stand up and they want to be the main person, everybody's out of the picture, something's wrong there. Yes. That person, they need to get themselves shut back into that secret place once again. He says, that's right. He has to keep it to himself. He knew, no one knows but he himself. Because every perfect overcomer receives a new name in that way. Every overcomer receives their new name. Ah, friend, is that not a sweet thing? Are you not manifesting something completely different in your life than you did a few years back? Before you met Christ in this age, that personal revelation to you, think what you used to manifest. Think of the name that you used to live. Some had the name of drunkard. Some had the name of adulterer, fornicator. Yeah? Some had the name of being so immoral. Some had the name of being foul-mouthed, rude, arrogant, proud. That's the name that you were living. But you've got a new name now. There's a new something that you're manifesting inside of your life. And friend, that revelation of that new name, it's limitless how far it can go. Because the prophet was told, if you remain humble, it'll keep getting higher and higher. Because God adds to gifts he doesn't take away. But it's just that place where you need to get these things from, which is within the veil. So that's what he says about it. He says, every perfect overcomer receives a new name in that way. Now, how do we get to this place? How do we get the hidden manna? And it is the rising of the sun. He said he raised Christ from the grave and he's quickened your mortal body. Yeah? He says, you're an eagle. You don't want the things of the world because you are son and daughter of God. You're feasting at a fountain that the world knows nothing about. You're eating hidden manna that the world never even knew nothing of it because you're an eagle. You have to be quickened up to where you can get it. You can't get it down here in the chicken, the chickens in the chicken yard. You've got to get up here. You've got to be quickened, lifted up there so it will quicken. And that's the truth. And like we say all the time, friends, the principle of the kingdom of God is not struggling. It's not striving. No, it's yielding. How do you get up there? How does an eagle get up there? It just has to learn to set its wings right. Because it's not going to get up there by itself. It needs to catch the wind. As the wind comes, it just sets its wings right and it just is taken up as it yields itself. Just gets itself in the right position to allow the wind to take it where it's supposed to go. And that's the real testimony of a believer as well. You know inside of your life, you can sometimes see people, you beat the chair, you boo-hoo, you beg. You don't normally get things from God like that, the prophet says. He says the greatest thing you can do in the presence of the supernatural is relax.
Amen.
Relax. It's exactly the opposite of what you do. But when you really get in the presence of the Lord, or the Lord is there, the best thing is just to yield, is to relax. How did Ruth receive that assurance from Boaz? Did she have to go and force it out of him? She went and laid his feet. And she just made her request. Amen. Yeah. And then he said, rest until the morning. Amen. And then he gave her a down payment. He gave her the 6 measures of barley to take home. And then she went home and she got to Naomi. And Naomi says, how did it go? He said, look what he gave me. And then Naomi said, he will not rest today until he's finished this business. You see, you've rolled the burden onto the Lord. You struggle, you worry, you fuss, you fume. Then you get into the hidden manna. The Lord opens that way again. And you overcome yourself. You overcome your thoughts. You overcome your human tendencies. You come and you lay at his feet. And then he said, Jesus, I need you to help me now. And then he gives you a fresh handful of the hidden manna. And then you partake of something and you just at rest. And now you leave it to him and say, Lord, I know that you're on the job. You're the one who's going to get the job done. If you go and listen to the testimony of Brother from Tucson, Brother Perry Green, when he was looking for a church, when the prophet says, start a church, and he couldn't find a church, and he was trying this and trying that, and the prophet said it to him. I sent the quote around once. Said, Brother Perry, you haven't yet learnt that this is God's business. It's not for you to worry and fuss and where we're going to go and how we're going to do it. This is God's business, but you need to learn that. That this is His responsibility, not yours. And friends, for us to feel like that, we can stand off and pretend we feel like that and still be panicking inside. We can stand off and act like all is peaceful. But the prophet says, no, no, we need to get into where it's at. Let's enter within the valley. Let's get the reality of what it is and enjoy the benefits of this hidden manna. In whatever situation that it is, the prophet says, you can't get it down here. You've got to get it up there.
Amen.
That's why you find the book of Revelation. Where does it start? John is in the inner, he's in the holy place. He's with the candlesticks. Yeah. And then Revelation 4 verse 1, come up higher. Yeah, to come up higher. Then he's caught up within the veil. And now he sees the throne. Yeah. And him seated on the throne. He's now in the most holy place. But friends, there's a call there to say, hey, come up higher in order to see these things that I will show you. Don't you want that?
Amen.
I desire that. I desire to come up higher. Because we're eagles. No, we're born for that. Though a sudden storm, like it says, may bring you from the height. You know? But you don't want to stay down there. Now you just want to yield yourself again and seek the Lord. Put yourself in the right place. Say, Lord, please, I need the winds of the Holy Ghost. I need the winds of inspiration to come and raise me up out of the circumstance once again. To that place where I can partake of the hidden manna once again. And that's what he's calling us to do. Now, let's bring it down to the conclusion. He says, now in each age, the messenger to the age, the 7 messengers, 7 stars in his hand, received hidden truth. But they did not receive it for themselves only. So you'll never receive hidden manna just for yourself. But it is as just as it was when the disciples were asked to serve the multitudes loaves and fishes. Jesus gave them the broken food. You see, Jesus breaks the bread and he gives it to you. Then he says, go and distribute it to the rest. That's all a disciple has to do. Unless he breaks the bread to you, there's nothing that you can give to anybody else. That's how much we need him every step of the way. He says Jesus gave them the broken food, but they in turn gave it to the people. God gives his hidden manna to the overcomer. It cannot be otherwise. He would not open his treasures to those who have spurned what he's already revealed. You see what he's saying here? He's saying, if you're seeking the Lord to give you a fresh manna, the first thing the Lord's looking at is, what have you done with the money that I've already given you?
Amen.
What are you doing with the revelation that I've already given you? What are you doing with the instructions I've already given you? He says, because the Lord's not going to give you this something which is for the overcomer, hidden manna, if you've spurned, you haven't appreciated, you haven't taken seriously the revelation that he's already given to you.
Amen.
Yeah, what is the scripture? Jesus says, for whoever hath, to him shall it be given.
Amen.
And Jesus says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful with unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you true riches? That's a serious thing to think about. Sometimes when you wonder to say, but I'm not getting the hidden manna in the way that I used to get it. Just go and say, but are you being as faithful as you used to be? Are you faithful on attendance? Are you faithful in whatever other things that you can do? And you'll always find if you're going to humble yourself before the Lord, you'll start seeing the reasons why He's not giving you full access to the hidden manna anymore. Because there's got to be an overcoming. There's got to be something, you know. There's something which He's given you haven't yet overcome. Something you haven't overcome yourself yet, or overcome your own ideas, whatever it is. Because to the overcomer is the promise of hidden manna. And whenever you overcome, it comes hidden manna. That really is the principle. That is the reward to the overcomer. And friend, what a reward that it is. That's how you don't mind going through trials and trouble and strife as long as you can get the hidden manna. Because once you get a fresh handful of the hidden manna, it's like you forget all the trial that you just went through. You've been more than recompensed for all your sorrow and all of your sweating and all of the things that you had to go through just by one fresh handful of the revelation of Jesus personally to you once again. That's the real reward to the overcomer. So it says, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Now, for you to partake, the prophet many times types the hidden manna with the showbread. Yeah, you'll find it in Unveiling of God, and that he always speaks of these two things, the showbread. Now, who could partake of the showbread? According to Leviticus 22, it wasn't for the unclean. If you were a priest, if you were on the line of duty, you were called to the course of Abia, whatever, like Zechariah was, yeah? But you were unclean, you had absolutely no right to the hidden manna. Friend, that's why the Satan wants to get us defiled. That's why he wants to get our garments spotted and contaminated with the things of the world. And that's why before the priest would come in to the holy place where there was the showbread and the candlesticks, yeah? What did he do? He'd go and wash himself at the laver. God had given a provision of grace to say that if it's a sin, you had to go to the brazen altar. There had to be a sacrifice of blood. But if he had got himself dirty, if something, his feet had got dirty, if he'd got himself dirty in the course of the journey of the day, he had to come first and wash himself and get rid of the defilement. Because if you were unclean, you couldn't go in there and partake of the showbread. And that is why Paul's saying, before we come to this table, let us examine ourselves. Let us make sure we don't come and partake of this, which is symbols of the hidden manna. Let's not partake of this unworthily. Let's not come defiled. And friends, what are the things that defile you? Jesus said, it's not what comes into a man that defiles him, but what goes out. Evil thoughts, gossips, blasphemies, anger. Those are the kind of things that defile a person, Jesus said. And that's why the brazen laver now is the preaching of the word. You wash with the waters of the word. It comes and sorts out your attitude. It comes and sorts out and shows you and quickens you once again to get your things back in line again and to wash away that defilement, that the wilderness journey. You're going to pick up defilement along the way. But that's why you needed to use the brazen laver. So that was one class of person. The second class of person that couldn't partake of this showbread was a stranger. That's what it says in Leviticus. And that's how when we have communion, if somebody's not baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, baptized into fellowship, yeah? If they're not a tithes-paying member of the church, yeah? You mustn't take communion. Those are the conditions. You've got to be in fellowship with the body. You can't just be a stranger, a visitor, somebody visiting the camp of Israel, and they say, I'd like to come and go and eat some of that showbread as well. They'd say, no. You've got to be elected. You've got to be called. You've got to be prepared. You've got to come a certain approach before you partake of the showbread. And that's what's not just for anybody. But who was it for? Like we say, the showbread was for any one of the priesthood that were on duty that day. When they change the bread, every 7 days they take the 12 loaves of showbread, they bake fresh loaves, take the old ones, they didn't throw them away. Those were given now to the priesthood that was on duty at that time. And they had to eat it where? In the holy place. They couldn't take it home. You had to eat it in a certain atmosphere. It had to stay in a certain sacred place. You had to eat it in the line of duties. That's what it's saying to us. It says, if you want in showbread, just make sure you're in your calling. Just make sure you're in the line of duty. And friend, he is the one who's called you. He will provide you with the hidden manna. He'll give you the hidden manna. But if you were defiled, that actually says in Leviticus 22, it says, if they were profane, yeah? Somebody that was unclean, somebody that didn't esteem the things of God, they were not allowed. Otherwise, their soul was cut off from the camp of Israel. Yes. And Paul says it. He says, that's the reason many are weak in their Christian life. And many are sickly. And many sleep. Many were taken home early, failing to discern the body of the Lord. Now wanting to come in and partake of these things, but being defiled or being profane. Let's not do those things, saints. That's why Paul said, examine yourself. Because there's a provision of blood for your transgressions. There's a provision of the brazen laver to wash away the dust and the dirt that you picked up along the way. And then you can come now with confidence within the first veil. And there's the showbread. And you partake of it in the holy place. And it was only those that were ordained to it at that time. Now, one way you know you're getting back in fellowship with this hidden manna, you're partaking of the hidden manna once again, is that that word, that hidden manna, starts to manifest itself. You see, if it's not hidden manna, if it's just common manna, it's like knowing the word, but it doesn't manifest itself. But when you come into this place and you start partaking of the hidden manna, you know that it's a hidden manna because it starts bringing forth of its own kind. And friend, that's a challenge to every single one of us. Inside of our lives. Because every one of us wants to see a deeper manifestation of truth inside of our lives. Every one of us wants to see a deeper manifestation of the things we believe. To go from a partial realization into a fuller realization of truth. But that was the condition. Yeah? You've got to be in that place. And Jesus gives it in the parable of the sower. Then he shows that that same seed, it can be sowed in different places, different hearts, and bring forth completely different results. One, a person hears the word, even before they leave the door, they forgot what was said. The devil just comes. Or you go outside, somebody comes, distracts you, somebody comes, tells you something, somebody comes, gets you involved in things that you shouldn't. And that seed word, that word of deliverance, which has the potential to deliver you, the word that had a potential to be a victory to you, to bring you to victory, the birds of the air. Jesus says, the devil comes and snatches it away from you. And then you will see, but hey, that was such a nice service that day. My, I felt so victorious. And then Monday, you're not victorious at all. And then he says, the second one was sowed where? In the stony ground. Yeah. What was the condition? Yeah, not the seed. It was the condition of the heart. The condition of the ground. The third one is among the thorns, the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches. That the seed starts to grow, but there's all these other competing things that you're keeping in the most holy place. That you're meditating on, that you're putting too much attention on, and you're feeding those things just as much as the word. And those things now start to choke out the word. Doesn't mean you don't have the word in you, but it doesn't bring forth fruit unto perfection, Jesus said. But then there was the prepared ground, the good ground. Here's a person who's come wholeheartedly. They're not double-minded in what they're doing. They don't have one foot in the world and one foot in the things of the Lord. But they've come and they're hungering and thirsting after righteousness. They've come God's provided way. They're yielding themselves. They come within the veil. They've overcome so many things to get there. And now Jesus says, how do you know? That word starts bringing forth 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. And you'll find something that was genuinely, even in the simplest form, something that was genuinely revealed to you, you'll find that'll end up helping a lot of other people in the course of your pilgrimage. When you ate of hidden manna, you'll find that hidden manna will not only help you, but it'll be 30, 60, 100 people down the way will benefit from that overcoming and that partaking that you partook of. And that's why it's so worth it, friends, to pay the price to get this reward that's promised to the overcomer of the hidden manna. That's the parable of the sower. Now, let's read two quotes and we finish. And Mighty God unveiled, he says, now, the word is a seed. And it cannot bring forth until the sun, the S-O-N, strikes it. The sun has got to be upon the seed to make it bear, to make it bring forth. You know, so you partaking of the manna out there, yeah? Where there's all the fusses and the stews and Dathan, Abram, and Korah, and all the things that are taking place out there. It's completely different than you partaking. The same manna. What was in that golden pot within the most holy place, the hidden manna, wasn't a different type of manna. It was the place that you were eating it, the atmosphere that was there. Because the Shekinah presence, what did it do? It was above the mercy seat. In the mercy seat, there was the tables of stone. There was the hidden manna. There was Aaron's rod that budded. And you always find that unction, the Shekinah presence, is dwelling above the hidden manna. So if you partook of the manna out there, it was okay, you're going to get hungry tomorrow. But you come and partake of it here, this hidden manna. My friend, it's going to do something that you're never going to be the same. Amen. This brings about a change. This brings about a change from glory unto glory. So he says that. He says, the sun has got to be upon the seed. That's the only way. He says, you take the word seed. Take the word of God in your heart and walk into the Shekinah glory. And when you do, it'll bring showbread. It'll bring manna. Friend, that's when ordinary manna becomes hidden manna. When you take it into the presence of the Shekinah. No, when you humble yourself and you prayed up and you're worshiping and you're seeking God with a sincere heart, then you take in the message of the hour. And then you start in that atmosphere now. To partake of the word. What before, you've read it before, it was just an ordinary manner. You believed it. It was good. It helped you a little bit at that time. It now becomes another dimension. It becomes a hidden manner. It becomes something now that quickens you. It becomes something now that changes you from within. It becomes a personal revelation to you. And like I've said many times, that's why there's certain messages that you'll never forget. There's certain chapters in the Bible, certain portions of the scripture, that whenever you get to those portions, there's a sacredness there. Because that was hidden manna. There was a certain place at a certain time, and you got yourself in your soul into a certain atmosphere. And there was a coming together, and that scripture became hidden manna to you. And it was a personal ministration right into your personal circumstances. And it did something you'll never forget. That's a milestone in your experience. Amen. Now that's something, like I say, you put in your spiritual diary, you'll never forget. Amen. And the same with the message of the hour. There's certain messages that you just get the right message at the right time. Amen. That word in season, your heart is in a prepared condition. You know, you're hungry and thirsting. You've cast out all the idols out. You've cast all of the wrong attitude out. You've overcome. You're within the veil. And now you've come to a place you need something from the Lord. And the Lord now brings certain conditions together at a certain time. And you know it for yourself that, Lord, this is nothing but your grace. Amen. And you just want to lay on your face and you don't want to leave that place. Amen. You just want to say, Lord, just keep on speaking to me like this. Because now new hope rises up. New power starts to rise inside of your soul. There's a fresh something that comes in. Something starts to dawn. Something starts to rise up. And when you come from there, you won't only listen, like I said, to that message once. You want to stay there. Because that's a sacred ground. It's a holy ground. You want to take off your shoes because the Shekinah, you've been hearing the voice now from the Shekinah. It's not just the Shekinah far off, but now you've come to a place that you're feeling now the effects of the Shekinah. And there's the voice of the Shekinah speaking to you.
Hallelujah.
That's life changing. That's what makes all the difference. That's where the new birth, the prophet says, what is the new birth? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you. That brings about the new birth. That's the hidden manna. You partake of the hidden manna. It's going to change you within. And the change from within is going to reflect itself without. It's just a matter of time. Let's finish this one here. In the Pergamene church age, just to show how unfathomable this hidden manna is. He says in the church ages, page 211, he says, now, there's also the thought of the future partaking of the hidden manna. I think it will be the eternal partaking of the revelation of Jesus Christ in the eternal ages to come. Oh, friends. You think you're going to run out of the hidden manna in this life? There's so much revelation in that hidden manna. The revelation of Christ himself. That through all eternity, when we are in the new heavens and the new earth, we will be partaking now of the hidden manna.
Amen.
That's why you'll never grow old. That's why there's no death there.
Amen.
That's why there can never be sickness there.
Amen.
Because of this partaking. It was typed by Adam in the beginning.
Amen.
Partaking of the tree of life. And as long as he partook of that tree of life, he could never die. As long as he came into that place and kept that sacredness and didn't come in defiled or unclean to partake. Friend, as long as he continued like that, he never would have died. The prophet says, how else could we begin to know the unsearchable riches of his own being? All that we have longed to know when we get there. All of our unanswered questions, all that will be revealed. Our friends, this is when that white stone will be fully revealed. That's when all the mysteries and all the sorrows you went through and all the things you didn't understand, everything, all of those things will just be made clear and be made plain. He says, oh, sometimes we think we get to know a little of him and his word down here. And it's so good, it makes us rejoice. But one day when our flesh changes, when this badger skin changes here,
amen,
when this veil changes, that word and he will become what we never dreamed possible. Our friend, if you can get into that place in this life with your fallen mind, your fallen human spirit, your own reason, all those things, all is trying to hold you back, and your flesh and the tiredness and the weariness of this life, still, that hidden manna can be so glorious to you in this life. It changes you. It weans you from the world. Once you've partaken of this, you don't want the broken systems no more. Imagine when you get there, and there's the Shekinah light at the top of the Great Pyramid Mountain. And there's the Lamb seated upon the throne. And friend, there's an eternal partaking of the hidden manna. Our friend, let's never think we need to look anywhere else. There's so much which still needs the light to be shone upon in the things we already have.
Amen.
Don't you feel like that? There's so much still of the unsearchable riches which have been revealed in this message.
Amen.
That we should be searching out.
Amen.
Ah, friends, may the Lord help us as we come to the communion table.
Amen.
To say these are but elements now. No, his body was broken, his blood was shed so that he could rend the veil. So that not only the high priest could go and partake of the hidden manna once a year, but the way is made open for every single one of us. We can come boldly to that throne of grace and we can partake on a daily basis of this hidden manna, the unsearchable riches of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let's stand, saints. That's the real communion. That's the one that makes all the difference. And the promise is to the overcomer. Why don't we bow our heads and let's come to a time of prayer, saints, before we go any further. If the word in any way has spoken to you, if you see maybe there's something in your attitude needs to change, if there's something else that you can see, some defilement that you picked up along the way, friend, there's a provision. There's a fountain opened in the house of David for the cleansing of the unclean. There's the waters of separation that he sprinkles upon us so that we can be cleansed from our defilement. Why don't we come before him this evening and let's prepare our hearts before we come into the communion service.
Thank you.
Since chapter 11, since. Let's read from 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood, the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. So I do believe everybody's judged themselves as we come to the communion. Let's just pray over the communion elements. Father, we thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed. Jesus wouldn't be here today if it wasn't that your hands, your feet, your side, your brow were pierced, Lord. And there was the water and the blood and the Spirit. So, Father, may you bless this wine, Lord, the bread, Lord, your body that was broken for us, Lord. Jesus, we've come to remember your death upon this day. To thank you, Lord, that you rent the veil for us and you opened the way. And Jesus, the most precious times of our lives have been the hidden manna. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, you want to remember the price of these things upon this evening, Lord. And thank you, Father, for your grace. Bless each person who partakes of communion. Bless the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Let's play some music there, Brother George. Let's come to the communion table. First time this evening. May the Lord bless them as well, especially.
Pours God's search through heavens and couldn't find one worthy to be the superior sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad he was willing to drink that bitter cup. Although we prayed, Father, let it pass from me, I'm so glad he didn't call heaven's angels to take the nails from his hands that set me free. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had
had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, and then forever my soul would be lost, because he we call him Jesus.
He came to
heal and forgive. He bled and
to buy my blood,
and life is with.
Is there to
live
my Savior?
Oh, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. For because Jesus lives, oh, my fear is gone. I know he owes my future, and life is with the living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I'll fight oh, with him, and then as day gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory fall. Because he lives.
comes a stream of, I see a stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. His ways which reach the throne of, which reach the throne of my God, are sweeping over me.
Let's open our Bibles to the book of John, chapter 13. The three ordinances, baptism, communion, and foot washing. Three physical ordinances Christ left for his church. And as in any principle of the kingdom, if we do what we can do with all our hearts, he's promised to do what we can't do. So it's a good thing for us to do everything laid before us with all our hearts. In John chapter 13, let's read from verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world to his Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, so straight off to the Lord's Supper, and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter.
Amen.
Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywhere. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said to them, know ye what I've done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Now, I know there's people who say that's figurative. Yes, it is. We should wash one another's feet figuratively as well. We should look after each other. But the blood, the bread and the wine's figurative as well. You know, it's symbolizing something. But just because it symbolizes something doesn't mean we don't partake of the actual symbol as well. So just as much as washing one another's feet, looking after, ministering to the needs of the saints, yes, is really the main thing. Because we can wash one another's feet here and not look after each other out there. We haven't really washed one another's feet. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't do. Because Jesus tells us in verse 15, for I've given you an example that you should do as I've done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord.
Amen.
Neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. So let's be happy to wash one another's feet, to ask the sisters to come this side, brothers to go that side, and God bless you as we partake of this ordinance that started as an example that the Lord sent to us.
On Calvary's hill of sorrow, where sins demands were paid, and rays of hope for tomorrow across the paths were laid. I see a crimson stream of,
I see a stream of blood, it flow from Calvary. Its ways which reach the throne of, which reach the throne of God, as we be known for me. Today no condemnation abides to turn away, and hope from His salvation is in my heart to stay. I see a crimson stream of, I see a stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its wings which reach the throne of, which reach the throne of God, are sweeping over me. When gloom and sadness whisper, you've seen no use to pray. I look away to my Jesus. He tells me to, oh yes, He tells me to say, I see a crimson stream of, I see a stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its ways which reach the throne of, which reach the throne of God, are sweeping over me. And when we reach the portal, where will life forever reigns, the ransom host grand final will be this glad refrain. I see a crimson stream of, I see a stream of blood, it flows from Calvary. Its ways which reach the throne of, which reach the throne of God, are sweeping over me. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, Christ our Redeemer, Christ our Redeemer, died on the cross, died for the sinners, paid all His due. We
let the blood of the Lamb and over you, over you, when I say them, oh yes, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass, will pass over you. Jesus of sin, that Jesus will save. Holy as promised, that will he do wash in that fountain open for sin and our past, we pass over you when I see the when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Judgment is coming, who will be there? Which one receiving justly is you? Hiding that saving sin, cleansing blood in the over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, great compassion, oh, boundless love, oh, loving kindness, faithful and true, find peace and shelter, the blood in our past over you. When I say the when I see the blood, I will trust, will pass over you. Only trust him. Oh yes, he will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only Only trust in Jesus now. Yeah, we'll save you. Yeah, we'll save you. Yeah, we'll save you now. Come every soul. Come every soul. By say, oh, praise. This message with the Lord, and He will save you. We save you. In His word, only trust Him. Only trust Him, oh. Only trust Him, oh. Only trust Him now. Oh, Father Jesus, oh, I count it a privilege, Lord, Father, to partake even of this foot washing, oh God. Lord, to have the honor of my brother washing my feet, Lord, and I, Lord Savior, being able to even do likewise, and Lord Savior, wash his feet, oh God. Father, Lord, I'm grateful, Lord Savior, Father, to Lord Savior, this assembly, Lord, Father, for being part of this assembly, Lord, for being able, Lord Savior, Father, not only to be part or just be here, but Lord, Father, thou hast allowed me, Lord Savior, to partake even of these articles, oh God, Lord, and to do them in memory of thee, oh God. Bless Brother Virgus. Bless his wife. Bless his children, Lord. Bless his plans. Bless his life. Bless all that he desires to endeavor, even amidst this life, Lord Savior God. You have given me a brother of like precious faith. Prosper him in all his ways. Guide him in all his ways, Father, that, Lord, he would always be head and never the tail. Whatever situation, work, his house situation, Father, you open those doors. Whatever, oh God, circumstances would be, bless him, bless his family, Lord. Bless all that he does in Jesus' name. Amen.
The truth that we at least.
Oh, Father, I commit, Lord Savior, thine feet before thee, Lord, even upon this time, Father. Oh, Lord, I'm not washing my feet or Brother Virgus's feet. Lord, I'm washing your feet. Lord Savior, I'm doing this as you said, do these things in memory of me. Lord Savior, you said, if we don't do these things, we don't have part, Lord Savior, in your kingdom, oh God. Lord, Father, we are part of your kingdom, Lord. We are, Lord Savior, Father, fulfilling, Lord, what you, Lord Savior, Father, oh God, prophesied, Lord Savior, God. Bless, Lord Savior, Father, my brother. Prosper him, Lord, even in all his ways. Guide him, Lord, even in all his ways. Bless these feet, Lord. For, Lord, Father, there's work that these feet must do. There's places that they must go. Lord, there's places where the gospel must be preached, Lord, by these feet, Lord. We pray asking your grace. Prosper my brother. Guide him, Lord, even amidst his life, I ask in Jesus' name.
Oh, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining.
Oh, yes.
Oh, ever shining.
God bless you.
Thank you, bro. Thank you very much, bro.
Ever shining, ever shining, oh yes, ever shining, ever shining.
Yeshua.
Anopenya.
Oh, Jehovah shine, oh, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, oh, yes. Oh, Jesus is ever. Oh, yes. Ever shining. Oh, yes. He's ever shining. Ever, ever shining. Ever shining. Shining, ever, oh, oh, ever shining, ever shine, oh yeah, ever shining, ever, ever shining. Shining, ever shining. We are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching over to Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Oh, yes, Jerusalem. Oh yeah, we are marching over to Jerusalem. We are marching, we are marching over. Oh yeah, Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem. Oh yeah, we come from far, from far. From far to serve the Lord, we come from far, from far, from far to serve. We come from far, from far. We come from far. Where we come from far, from far. From far, to, oh yes, we come from far, from far, from far. To, oh, we come from far. Oh yeah, we come from far. Oh, it is by grace, it is by grace, by grace. By grace, oh yes, it is by grace, by grace, by grace, oh, it is by grace, by grace, it is by grace, oh, mighty, mighty is the most. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. You see me when there's no more. Oh, my tent is no more pitched down there in Egypt's land. You see me no more there, for I live. Oh, hallelujah, 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 ah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, hosanna. Hallelujah, 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 hosanna, hallelujah, oh, oh, we are praising, praising the Lord, oh, hallelujah, we are praising, praising the Lord, oh, hallelujah, oh, we praise you, praising the Lord, hallelujah. We are praising, praise, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, oh, yes, put my thing in, hosanna. Hallelujah, oh, oh, we are praising, praise, oh, hallelujah, we are praising, oh, yes, hallelujah, we got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord,
the Satan reigns. We can never ever be defeated. Power in the name of the Lord. Give me your hand. Let's agree together that all our enemies crumble at our feet. Oh, for whatever, oh, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound.
Even if it's hurricanes, whatever.
In the name of Jesus, Satan has to, we got the power. Power in the name of, we got the Holy Ghost power, the power in the name of the Lord. The Satan rages,
we can never ever be defeated with the power of Jesus.
Now Satan tried, he tried to stop us, but the church of Jesus is still alive, like a mighty army. We'll keep marching, we'll keep marching, winning every battle with the Lord Jesus on our side. We got the power in the name of, we got the heavenly power, power in the name of the Lord.
Saints, a reminder of Carlo tomorrow, 11:30. If it's free, please feel free. Come down, join us. I know Brother Ellie's working tomorrow. So we appreciate your support. It's a good cause. Let's sing one more before we ask. Brother George, you can close for us in word of prayer. Please, brother, whatever you want to sing, let's sing one. And may the Lord give us traveling mercies until we meet again. God bless you richly.
I'm gonna stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. Where the devil can, oh, I'm gonna stay under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. Where the devil can heal to me, though
Remember Brother Wilmore as well, brother. He's at work as well. Yeah?
Father Jesus, we are grateful, Father, to have come tonight to your house, Lord, and we're grateful that, Lord, our voices, Lord God, are no surprise to thee, O God. Amen. For, Lord, you know, Father, these voices are oft crying to thee, are oft speaking to thee, and how good it is, like the pastor mentioned, Lord, when you come before the Lord with a confidence, when you come before a God who you know and a God who you pray to, a God who you see constantly, Father, performing great and mighty exploits amidst our lives. Jesus, we count it privilege tonight, Father, not only to be part and parcel of this assembly, but to be able to partake of those elements, Lord, the wine and the bread, yes, and God, to be able to wash my brother's feet and he wash my feet. Amen. Lord, you said if we don't do these things, we have no part, O God, of thine kingdom. Yes. But Lord, Father, to think that Lord Judas was amidst the assembly, yes, when he done those things. But Lord, where did he end up, Lord? He went to get his reward. Father, I believe, Lord, there's no one here tonight that, Lord, is bound, Lord, Father, for that way. As we were singing, we're on our way to glory land. And I believe every one of us, oh God, Lord, never came here for none other but to worship thee, to glorify thee, to live our lives as best as we can and be used by thee, oh God. Father, in this journey of life, Lord, Father, we never asked to come to Ireland. Lord, I never asked to be with the brethren that you, Father, oh God, Lord, prescribed for me, oh God. When I wanted friends, you gave me these friends. When I wanted brothers and sisters, you gave me these brothers and sisters. I just want to appreciate them. I want to love them. I want to learn what I can from them whilst I can, oh God. For Lord, yes, we're strong and we have life, but Lord, we never know when you would call us out of this life. Father, we always say, oh, we'll be here until. But Lord, we just desire that whilst we have breath and strength to accomplish what we can while we can. For Lord, Father, oh God, Lord Savior, one day when we lie in the grave, the minister would be able to say he is not dead. He's gone to be in that place that, Lord, Father, we always believed and preached about, Lord. Amen. Father, bless the pastor. Bless his helping hands. Bless the deacons. Bless everyone that is part and parcel of this assembly, oh God. For we all, Father, oh God, striving for, Lord, Father, oneness and unity, Lord. We desire, Father, to get the job done. We desire that where we are, we may, Lord God, put ourselves in that hidden place. That place, Lord, where you promised you'd meet with us, oh God. You said if we go into that place, that closet, oh God, and we seek thine face, oh God, Lord, we can get even manna, Lord, to feed our workmates, our college mates, whatever it is, Lord, a brother or a sister, Lord. Father, how can I be of help to the next person if, Lord, I have no relationship with you, oh God? And Lord, Father, as has been ministered today, all I ever want is to see Jesus. Yes. All I ever desire is to be one with thee, O God.
Yes, Lord.
All I ever desire is that you, O God, will take your throne amidst my heart and do the work that you desire to be accomplished.
Yes.
Lord, if I've delayed, if I've knocked the whole thing off course, may you, Lord, Father, just come with your divine grace and set things back in order. That, Lord, Father, when I sing, I'm on my way. Truly, I'm on my way.
Amen.
For Lord, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against wickedness, Lord. But how good it is to be able, Lord, Father, also to say, the God that we serve is greater than any other. Amen. Oh God, you are in control of all situations. Lord, there's not a home tonight that you don't know. There's not a freezer tonight that you don't know. There's not a wallet tonight that you don't know. There's not a bank account that you don't know. There's not a heart that you don't know. You know everyone's situation, everyone's circumstance. And Lord, Father, as the prophet said, Lord, if Lord, Father, we can believe that Lord Savior that was ministered unto him, O God. And if we can believe, Lord, what the pastor has ministered tonight, Lord Father, nothing would come before us, O God. We believe and we are sure, we are persuaded. Bless us now as we part. O God, bless the arrangements for tomorrow. Bless the arrangements for the rest of the services coming up. Them that have not come, bless, Father, every Lord brother and every sister. Bless Carlo tomorrow. Continue to do your work. Father, whatever hindrances would come, oh God, we just look to thee, the great author of life. For Lord, nothing can stand before us if Christ is Lord Savior with us, oh God. We commit all things unto thee. Prosper the day. Prosper us as we part. Part with us, oh God. Be with us, oh God, as we drive, oh God, through these highways and byways. Father, keep us along the road. Take us to our homes. And Lord, may we get up tomorrow, Lord. And Lord, live off this manna that we fed today. Lord, may we go like Elijah, 40 days on one meal, oh God. Bless us now. part with us. We remember Brother Will tonight. Amen. Keep him there where he'd be at work. Undertake for him, oh God. Oh Jesus, you know that same system that was there in Egypt is still here now. Satan desires to take us away from these places of worship. Oh God, we cry many times for work, and then when we have the work, we cry to come to church. Father, help us that we can keep that balance, oh God, that whilst we have strength to be able to serve thee and do what we can for thee, let us do with all our hearts and work and make full proof of our ministries, oh God. Guide us, keep us now. Bless everyone that has come. Prosper us, oh God. Be with us now, we ask. Guide us in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Let's dismiss with whatever you want, bro.
One of many, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them.